My guest in studio today, Alison Fota, well-known travel and lifestyle writer from blog Cape Town Diva. Have you ever visited the Cinque Terre, Alison?
Not yet, but it sounds divine. I didn't know that there's a path linking all those little
you
spots.
You can walk the entire route from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5.
I would love it.
Over a series of days, and you stay in each little town in between.
It sounds heavenly.
They sort of cling to the hillside right on top of the sea. I mean, it is magnificent.
It's all those
scenery.
Pastel-coloured houses,
right? It's beautiful, yes.
Exquisite.
Absolutely exquisite. We're not going as far away, though, as Liguria and Italy. We're staying much, much closer to home today. Alison's had two recent hiking experiences she wants to chat to us about, one of them on the outskirts of Hermanus and the other a bit further afield into the Cedarburg. Firstly, let's set the scene. What kind of a hiker are you? Are you the kind who is likely to tackle the Vit Elst Trail, or do you subscribe to the slack packing version or somewhere in between?
I love that latter description. I'm definitely the lazier sort. I'm not a clambering hiker. I like to hike on the level and to take my time stop start, which is why both these hikes were so perfect for me.
Okay.
Shall I start with the Cedarburg?
Let's start in the Cedarburg, yeah.
So, you know, everybody knows that the Cedarburg is about 250 k's out of town. You take it on N7 and you divert off from the Algeria turn off.
Yeah.
And then we always go to a place called Crom River. We went there for many years when my children were small. So I was back recently because my youngest son wanted to go back as a birthday present for his 21st, which
That's
is
sweet.
Quite cool.
Yeah.
So from Cromerfia, there are a number of easy hikes, and they're actually busy, the management, opening up a lot of footpaths to make it easier, because at the moment they're quite narrow, a little bit overgrown through the fynbos, so that's going on at the moment. But I love this hike. It's about 5Ks to Dizer Pool and 5Ks back. Very easy going, stopping and starting. You basically follow the river. And of course, in the summer, they're those incredible rock pools. So you deviate, you stop, you have a bit of a picnic. So this last time, I didn't actually go all the way to Dizer Pool. But anybody that knows it, it is gorgeous once you get there. It's this tranquil spot, this beautiful deep pool with these waterfalls that feed into it.
Stunning.
So that's your payoff at the end of that long walk. And also best to do that, obviously, in the early morning because it gets so hot.
That is the thing in Cedarburg is you've got to get up early, make the most of that lovely cool morning, and then do the same in the evening because the middle of the day is unbearable.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, we were up and out very early, as you say. Mm-hmm. And I think by 12 o'clock, it was 35 degrees already.
Oh, yeah.
So you do need to watch yourself and be well hydrated. Everybody knows the protocols involving hiking, the safety and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
So that is exquisite. And that landscape is beautiful fynbos, white sandy shale paths. The photographs are incredible. So it is a photographer's dream.
Yeah.
You've got popping pink restios and all sorts of those papery, beautiful little everlastings. There's so much to see from a nature point of view. Not much wildlife except for birds. So you'll hear baboons bark, but they are really in the kloof. They don't come close, and it's a safe hike, but obviously two and more people at a time.
Yeah, just to be safe.
So
yeah.
I love that, and
that Cedarburg scenery is just unlike anything else. It's that almost lunar landscape, the rocks that play in places with that sort of reddish color to them that is so beautiful, and it's a place to go and spend a weekend and sit and just watch the light move across the rocks in between the hiking. If you must sit in the middle of the day.
Exactly.
The way the landscape changes as the shadow falls across it for me is the most beautiful thing. I had a weekend away at on Sekebosi Guest Farm last year. And it was just that. It was a house that felt like it was in the middle of nowhere where you sat on the couch and watched the light move for the entire day. It was heaven.
It is exquisitely remote. And then, of course, if you want to go from the Cromerfia Cedarburg Park, which is an old neighborhood property, I think it's seventh generation now.
Okay.
They're the ones busy with all of these the upgrades of these paths. But if you want to take a drive out of the park, you 10 minutes hence back on the road, you will come across Stadtsaal. So you need a permit for both these tracks, which is, I think, 50 rand for adults, 30 rand for children, which you can get at the farm or any of the other lodges and farms around in the area. And you can do this incredible walk into Stadtsaal.
That's rock paintings.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when you're talking about those ochre-colored rocks, so you've got this incredible tint, this orange tint against that really particular African blue of sky. There's just nothing to beat it in the world. So that is a two-hour session on its own, and it's an easy walk from the Bushman koi paintings that are just at the car park. So you literally park, and you clamber up a few rocks, and you're at this incredible painting. There's sort of a group of elephants and a group of figurines of, I would imagine, a group of men, which also tells us that there were elephants back in the day.
Isn't that fascinating?
So
yes.
In that area, so I would love to know what that was like as far as the terrain goes and the type of fauna and flora back then. But it is quite beautiful. The whole area is quite sacred. It dates back apparently 8,000 years. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, South Africa's got the richest rock art legacy in the world, if I'm not wrong.
I wouldn't be surprised. Standard correction, but I wouldn't be surprised at all. And I know from a sort of a diversity of flora and fauna perspective, particularly the plant life, that area is, there's so many species that are unique to that particular area.
Like the cedar berg.
Including the cedar
berg. The cedar
trees themselves, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so that is Kromafia Cedar Berg Park, the starting point for that beautiful Deiser Pool hike that Alison's just described, as well as Stadtsaal. And there's so many beautiful lodges and Airbnbs that you can rent there for a weekend, and the options, and camping, of course. Let's not forget camping at Algeria is something we used to love doing
legendary.
When my kids were smaller. So, if you've got a particular spot in the Cedarberg you'd like to recommend, give us a call on 021-446-0567 or drop a voice note to 072-567-1567. Speaking of voice notes, let's take another listen to, I think we had one more person's description, did we not? No, apologies, we played it already. I think we had a caller on the line that we need to call back to talk about their favorite hike. My apologies, I was getting mixed signals there. And if you want to send a voice note telling us about your favorite hike, whether it is in the Cedarberg, somewhere else in South Africa, or somewhere further beyond, as the last one describing the Chinkin Terra told us, 072-567-1567. Add to our list of places to visit in the year 2020. I love the phrase you used. May it be 2020, Alison. May that include lots and plenty of breaks away from city life and exploring beautiful places in and around the Cape. Before we start talking about a very different kind of hiking in the Hemel and Arda Valley, Dion's on the line from Bloberg Strand wanting to chat about her favorite hiking trail. Good afternoon, Dion.
How are you, Pippa?
I'm well, thanks. And you?
Yes, good, thank you. I've chatted with you previously, and I've been very blessed in my life to have worked at sea. I was a cruise director
on
board ship, so we really did to get to travel. And one of my absolute all-time favorite places, and I was, as I say, privileged enough to spend 2 years of my life there, was in French Polynesia. And we used to do the most divine cruise, a seven-day cruise from Papeete, and then we'd go and spend some time in Raiatea and Bora Bora and Morea. And so we would, a whole bunch of the crew would make sure that, you know, couldn't do it every stop, but at least two or three stops, you know, throughout the course of the cruise, we would definitely go for a hike. And then we would even go as far as when we went to the Marquesas Islands in Nuka Hiva. And I mean, these are just like, you're in the middle of nowhere. In fact, my favorite was in Bora Bora, and we would hike right up through the bamboo forest. And you get up there and you are, it's like being on top of the world with the most magnificent scenery. It's quiet. There's no one around. And you really feel like you've done a workout. It only takes a couple of hours, not something that takes days and days. But in terms of scenery and, you know, just feeling like you're elevated above everything else in the world, it's got to be my all-time number one place.
Dion, thank you. You paint the picture so vividly. And again, I'm saying it the second time I've said this, we have to get you in to do a segment of the travel feature this year. But thank you. I mean, how exquisite. The Marquesas Islands, I know only from a season of Survivor that was filmed there. And you talk about the middle of nowhere, that absolutely exotic, beautiful ocean paradise. Thank you for that vivid picture. Let's come back to home. Alison, you also had the experience of hiking in the Hemel and Arda Valley in the past couple of months, and quite different sort of experience. Tell us what you did.
Okay, so this was in the Overberg region. Mm-hmm. The Hemel and Arda Valley, as you well know, is above Hermanus. It's kind of this beautiful embankment behind the town. And I did this cute hike called Glam Trails. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had me at glam, you know. I thought, that's interesting. I wonder what that's all about. So basically, this ticks three boxes: nature, food, and wine. And you go with a pro guide, which in this case is a gentleman called Tim Lundy, who's been in the game for 30 years.
Off and on with Leslie in the evenings
exactly.
on Cape Talk, yes.
Exactly. So we went, the two that I did, the first one was in the Fern Kloof Trail, mm-hmm. which starts in that nature reserve of the same name. You have a little browse and the little info kiosk, more or less, and they've got all these different types of fynbos that they explain to you, and you can see the little signboards behind each picture of each plant, and then off you go, and you climb up, and you actually don't even notice how steep you're going because it's so well graded. It's a gentle gradient.
That's the way to do it.
And you follow this sort of white ribbon of a path all the way up. stop at this bench that was erected in honor of the gentleman, Frank Woodvine, and the views are divine, right over Marnus, over the bay.
Oh, wow.
It's quite gorgeous. And then you take your time, and Tim stops all the time to explain what plant is this. Look, there's a Varroa eagle, there's a sunbird, and you just meander at your own pace all the way, and then you stop at these various wine farms. So you've got Hamilton Russell, number one, and then Bouchard Finlayson, and then you get picked up with a shuttle, because of course one is a bit tired, and you've had a tipple, and then you will be taken for a beautiful gourmet lunch at Newton Johnson Winery Estate, which is just gorgeous, as you know.
Listen, Hamilton Russell Chardonnay Pinot Noir is my favorite wine in the whole world.
You see?
So the thought of doing a hike with a bottle of that waiting for me at the end of it is my kind of trail.
Incentive.
That's one of several routes in the Hemel and Arda Valley.
Yes.
There are obviously, I think, longer and more strenuous ones if you want that. But I also want to mention there is one that takes in Creation. And I know Creation was lauded late last year for the food offering and their contribution to sustainable tourism and all of that.
Exactly.
So worth a mention as well.
Yeah, they are very particular with conservation, as you know. Mm. So for me, these hiking is, of course, sustainability at its finest when it comes to tourism.
Yeah.
There's no carbon footprint except the journey there, really, in the car. But it's Creation are on their A game with that. And it's divine. You start at the estate, which, as you know, is so exquisite. They've got that gorgeous installation art, but I think it's Nanette Kruger. And then you've got these huge bushes of yellow pincushion protea. So that's your starting point. That's the kind of view that you're leaving behind. And then you go through the vineyards all the way through what almost feels like French countryside, through privately owned land, which this is where Bevan Newton Johnson came in with Tim, is he organized special access through these private farms.
Okay. So the landowners have said, we'll allow.
Yes. And this is why it's a unique. You can't do it on your own. You've got to do it with a guide.
Okay.
And you go all the way up through this Nidderdale farm, and then you end up at Ataraxia, which is that lovely wine tasting room right on the top of the hill.
Oof.
That has been built to resemble a chapel. So, hello, let's all praise be to the wine. So it's really beautifully done with, I think it's Tay Dawes art inside, views to die for. And then you continue and you kind of work your way back through more vineyards, past little dams, through pine forests, stop, sit, chat, look at the fauna, look at the flora. You know, Tim, of course, there again, discussing whatever it is you might need to know about. And you end up for the food and wine pairing at Creation. That is what they're really famous
for.
It is rather unique. It is next level gourmet cuisine. It really is very special. And of course, as you say, the wines have been lauded. There's a reserve wine. It really is a top-notch blue chip property.
That is also on my bucket list for this year. I promised myself I'm going to get it done this year to get out to Creation and enjoy it. So two very different hiking experiences, but thank you so much for painting the picture for us of both of them. And Alison, I just want to mention to listeners that there are detailed pieces on your blog with photographs taken along the way of the flowers and the views and the pools and all of that of these hikes.
Yes.
And all the info of how much it costs to book, etc. So please check out CapeTownDiva.com. CapeTownDiva.com. You've been listening to travel and lifestyle writer Alison Fotu's recommendations this year have included so far those beautiful hikes with glam trails in the Hemel and Arda Valley, as well as some real unwind time in the Cedarburg via Krom Rivier Cedarburg Park. Thanks so much for joining us today and some great suggestions.
Always a pleasure.
And happy trails in 2020.
20 plenty.
Before we go to the break, quickly, Jo in Fishhook wants to tell us about her favorite hiking trail. Good afternoon, Jo.
Hi, hello. Recently, a few years ago, we did the 100-kilometer Cedarburg Heritage Trail, which is 5 nights. And we stayed in all the local villages. They cooked our breakfast, gave us an evening meal and a packed lunch. And we only had to carry day packs because all our luggage went on by donkey cart. And it was an amazing experience because you get to know feel the way of life of the people that live in the Cedarburg. You know, there's a lot of rooibos farming and that type of thing. And the rock formations there are fantastic. So for anybody who's wanting something a bit more challenging, that is really to be recommended.
Appreciate the recommendation, Jo in Fishhook. 100 kilometers is a big ask, but if you've got 5 days and nights to spare, why not? What a beautiful space to spend at the Cedarburg Heritage Trail.